You're listening to The God Show on News Radio 620, KTAR.
As we look at the Jehovah's Witnesses with the help of J.R. Brown, the national spokesperson here on The God Show, this is Pat McMahon thanking all of you for being with us, hoping that you, like I, have really absorbed a lot of information. Much of this I didn't know. I will tell you, J.R., that one of the things that caused me to feel a bit of sadness and sympathy for kids from Jehovah's Witnesses families has been the fact that, at least according to my interpretation of their lives, they don't celebrate holidays. They don't celebrate birthdays. It just seems like such a loss out of a child's life. Explain, please.
Well, I certainly can understand why you might draw that conclusion, Pat. Likely others do, too. I can tell you personally, it does not bring unhappiness. I was raised a witness without celebrating the holidays. You see, the thought is we try to have time with our children year-round. We take them with us when we go out evangelizing. They're with us at the meetings there. Parents buy them gifts at any time. We are not programmed into any specific day. And the reason that we do this, we explain to our children, is because while there is an apparent excitement to holidays, that none of them are really in the Bible. The Bible only sets aside one date for Christians, and it does not include Christmas or some of the other big holidays, so we just do not commemorate them. There's no direction to celebrate them in Scripture.
Do you interpret the Scriptures literally?
Well, it depends. Not all of it, because all of the Scripture is not literal, but much of it is. So if it is something that is talking literally to those serving God, we follow that. We recognize you have in the Bible figurative or symbolic language.
Give me an example of your position, the Jehovah's Witness official position, on abortion.
Abortion, we feel, is something that the Bible condemns. The reason for this is because it takes a life. We look at life as a most precious and sacred thing, that it is from God. No man can give it. And if a life is conceived, then every effort should be made to preserve that life so that life can be given in praise to God.
So there are no exceptions.
No, when you're following what God has said there, you don't reason out how to get your way in spite of it. This is not saying that there cannot be a lot of very sad situations. But when you follow what God says, there's a bright side and there is a blessing. And so we follow strictly what the Bible says, just as we would not take the life of another person. We could not please him to take the life of an unborn, but nevertheless a life.
Since the time of Jesus, though, laws dramatically change as lives change, societies, cultures change. What's your position on divorce in this year, 2002?
Well, that's why we like the Bible, Pat, because it doesn't change. So we take the Christian standard. The Bible recognizes one valid ground for scriptural divorce that frees one to remarry, and that's adultery or fornication. In other words, a person might get a divorce, maybe it's for legal reasons or whatever, but the key thing there when you follow the Bible is only divorce on the grounds of adultery frees the parties to remarry someone else.
With strict attention to the Scripture, though, and this is where I have some difficulty just simply in my own life, recognizing the reality of then and now, one could hardly look at biblical times as a period of equality for women and sometimes for other categories of people that we read about in the Bible. There were certainly the haves and the have-nots when it comes to respect. How do you look at women's equality now through the eyes of a Jehovah's Witness who gained so much information out of the Bible?
Our position is very much respectful of women. The Bible respects women. Jesus Christ respected women. See, even though you don't have, say, strict things that people could see for the most part that apply in a modern-day setting, the principles are in the Bible. And the principles say women should be respected as wives and as mothers. They are not inferior persons in any way. The Bible does not teach them to be inferior in any way. They have a role, just as a man has a role. The child has a role. There is an order of things that is quite obvious when you look at the way the family is structured. But women have an important role. They are dignified, respected, they're loved, they're intelligent.
Are they equal to men within the structure of the Jehovah's Witness faith?
On that, we follow the way the first Christian congregations were set up. And there, the Bible said very clearly, in the congregational setting, that the male members appointed as overseers or elders would do the teaching. That's just in the church or congregation. Now, you notice when you go out and do evangelizing work, the Bible placed no such restriction on anyone. So men, women, children, teenagers, all can go out doing the evangelizing work and conduct Bible lessons with others, can help bring them to the congregation. But in the congregational setting itself, the teaching is assigned to appointed male members serving as elders or overseers.
Can a woman be a faithful member of the Jehovah's Witnesses religion and choose not to be married, not to have a family, but to be an attorney or a poet or a surgeon?
Yes. Yes. And you have many in that category. Many of the women in our organization are professionals in everyday life. We don't try to make those decisions for people. They can decide it. Where we come into the picture is what the Bible says should exist in the congregational setting. So we have many women who have pursued careers, professions, that's fine. There they may be the supervisor or the one who owns the company or the boss, as someone might say. But that's not in the congregational setting.
I have so little time, J.R., I'm going to have to jump to a subject that I know people want to know about, and I have little time for your answers, so take that into consideration. May I be a faithful member of Jehovah's Witnesses and homosexual?
No, you could not, and we're straightforward on that. And it's not our ruling. The Bible shows that the Christians in the first century who were homosexuals changed to qualify as Christians. And so we set the same pattern today. We're willing to help anyone. We do help anyone, just as in early Christian times. There are some, if you looked into the background, you would find there was homosexuality there. But a change was made. This change pleases God, and it qualifies one to be a part of the modern-day congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Are heaven and hell places?
Heaven certainly is, and hell is.
They're heaven, physical places.
Heaven is where God is. It's an invisible realm. There are spirit creatures, angels there. Hell exists too, but it's the grave. Hell in English translates the Hebrew word Sheol, the Greek word Hades. As these words are used in the Bible, they refer to mankind's common grave. The place of burial, we do not find the Bible to teach that hell is fire and that you're punished there. We do not feel a God of love would burn individuals eternally as a punishment.
You don't pledge...
The sin is death.
And I'm terribly sorry to interrupt because we only have a few seconds left. You don't pledge allegiance to our country, but do you consider yourself a good American?
Oh, yes. We feel we're good Americans, we're good citizens, we love the country, but we pledge our allegiance to God. And we feel if we're devoted to Him, that will take care of everything else. Everything else will fall in place.
Well, you certainly have allowed areas of information to fall into place for me, and I'm sure our audience know more about the Jehovah's Witness now as a result of J.R. Brown being here. If you want more information, by the way, there's an 866 number, 866-388-2222, to find out about the Jehovah's Witnesses, as I hope you have on The God Show this Sunday afternoon on News Radio 620 KTAR.
You've been listening to The God Show on News Radio 620 KTAR. To respond to any of the issues discussed, write to The God Show in care of KTAR Radio, 5300 North Central Avenue, Phoenix, 85012. The God Show, heard Sundays at noon, only on News Radio 620 KTAR.